In a moment, if it's safe and appropriate to do so, I'm going to ask you to close your eyes. Because everybody is confident about certain things. You are confident in your ability to drive a car, or not. You're confident in your ability to get up, get dressed, and have breakfast each morning. You're confident in your ability to read a book. These may sound like small things that you are confident in. You are confident in your ability to earn money. You're confident in your ability to feed yourself or your family. These are big and important things. And while they may be things that you do regularly and don't think about and don't recognize as being things that you are confident about, there are other times that you have felt really confident. So, if it's safe and appropriate to do so, I'm going to ask you to close your eyes and bring to mind a time when you were really confident. See what you saw when you were there. Hear what you heard. Feel how confident you felt in that situation. Bring to mind a time when you were powerfully confident. And imagine stepping into that version of you, seeing out through the eyes of that confident you, feeling those feelings of confidence, hearing yourself talk with confident tones. Feel those feelings of confidence spread up and down your body. Feel those feelings of confidence all over you. And bring to mind another occasion, another activity that you're confident in your ability to do. And feel that feeling of confidence in your ability. And imagine that feeling spreading up to the top of your head and down to the bottom of your toes. And give that feeling a color and spread it up to the top of your head again, down to the bottom of your toes. Envelop your body in that confident and powerful feeling. Place your thumb between your middle finger and index finger and squeeze that together as you feel the feelings of confidence. Associate the squeeze of your thumb between your fingers to the feeling of confidence. Feel confidence and squeeze those fingers together again. Feel confident and squeeze your thumb between your fingers again. Squeeze your thumb and feel confident, associating the squeeze of your fingers and thumb to the feelings of confidence. Imagine those feelings of confidence starting again, boosting, going all around your body, up to the top of your head, down to the bottom of your toes, and feel that confident feeling as you squeeze your thumb and finger together. That's right. Feel those feelings of confidence and squeeze your thumb and finger together as you feel confident. Now, imagine doing something where you want more confidence and squeeze your thumb and finger. Have those confident feelings as you imagine yourself doing something you want more confidence in. That's right. Feel confident as you imagine yourself doing this thing. That's right. Squeeze your thumb and finger together. Feel that confident feeling as you imagine yourself doing the thing that you want to feel more confident doing. See yourself being confident in that situation and feel those feelings of confidence now. Now, open your eyes and come on back out. Creating an associational link between the feelings of confidence and squeezing your thumb between your fingers means that you can squeeze your thumb between your fingers and re-access that state of confidence and flood your body with confident feelings. The more often that you do this exercise, the bigger that you can create that feeling of confidence. So now, if you put your thumb between your fingers and gently squeeze, those feelings of confidence come back. And the more that you practice this, the more powerfully you can have those feelings of confidence return each time you squeeze your thumb between your fingers.